All right.
In the same way, well, that was an unsatisfying answer because when we say what you see is an interpretation of vibration, it's hard to separate the vibration that you're interpreting from the interpretation, which is the reality. And so when we say to you that as a mass consciousness, the reality that you agree upon, which your scientists document, so to speak, is only the parts of what's being vibrationally interpreted that is being so similarly interpreted that then you have a stable platform from which you agree. Mm-hmm. And so gravity is part of that stable platform that at some point in the creation you began to agree. And we would say it was set into motion long before the first one of you took your human step upon this planet. In other words, it was an intentionality that was set forth at the same time that the forming of your galaxy was. Talk to us about wherever we've left you.
Well, at one point, it was a vision of observing the universe, that seemingly stable universe, and seeing the forces behind it. And I thought to myself, if one moved a planet, its orbit by 1 meter, let's say, then we might observe what, from our limited perspective, we would describe as upheaval and destructive forces. And yet, the same mechanism is behind it, which we observe now, that's seemingly stable. So I thought, well, let's give it 3.6 and a half billion years, and it would come back to its seemingly stable position. So I thought, well, what if that is the force of the creation? What if there is no the polarity, and it's all one? And then from that space, I zoomed in into molecular structure for my need of understanding things, and I thought, well, what if the forces are the same? What if that's what we call love? The creation is there, seemingly stable, it finds its balance and peace. What if that's what some call God? And so sometimes we become suspicious, why do we need to label things as, well, we compartmentalize our sciences and we need to label them different things.
Well, we have found it much more easy to explain, and it's what you're reaching for, by finding a law like law of attraction. And once you are able to understand that everything that is likened to itself is drawn, it gives you a stability that you can apply to then whatever subject that you are focused upon. And so perhaps what you're reaching for is that same sort of application to everything that is. The thing that would make it easy for everything that you said to make perfect sense, it's not possible to take everything that exists in your physical world and understand it as you try to understand it in its relationship to one another. You don't even have broad enough view to understand the relationships of the planets and the way they are moving in perfect proximity to one another. But when you, if you can take the leap that everything that you are interpreting here is a manifestation of a vibration, and that at the core of the vibration is always something that is stable, then it makes sense that everything that reaches out from that would be stable too. There is, man only calls it a chaotic universe when he tries to figure it out from the outside in rather than the inside out. When you begin to approach things from their vibrational nature, everything falls into alignment. And so the easiest thing that we could say to all of you is that this reality that you think is reality, that you keep wanting to catalog and pigeonhole, is not reality in that sense. It's vibrational interpretation from a core that is always in balance. In other words, mm-hmm. It comes from the idea that I am the center of the universe. And so we probably could talk for a few hundred hours and not satisfy this question that much more, but it was fun.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. further forward? Are we out of time? When we come back from segment of lunch, will we begin with you? We're being sung off the stage. Stand if you think it's you. Yes. Good time for lunch. We are completed.